Father, we thank you. We give you worship. Thank you for Believers Congress 2024. Mighty is your name. Our King, we worship you. Thank you for your kingdom. Thank you for bringing us in. We worship you. We give you thanks. This morning we have come you. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated. Glory. The theme of this program: understanding kingdom expansion. I am sure that from the beginning of this meeting, there have been explanation on what the kingdom is. So I may not go too much into that explanation again this morning. Well, you know, you can't talk about kingdom without talking about the king. Every king has his own kingdom. There is no kingdom without a king. For instance, Ofa is a kingdom, and there is a king over the kingdom. One thing about the earthly king and the kingdom is that there is limitation of spaces. No matter how powerful a king is, there is limitation to his reign. By death, he will be taken away from that throne one day. At the same time, very close to him is another kingdom. And he can't take his reign beyond boundary. Otherwise, there will be crisis. However, when we talk about God's kingdom, we are not talking about earthly kingdom. Because God is supreme and he reigns both in heaven, and his reign is to be extended to the earth. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. And it has its own culture. In Romans chapter 14, verse 17, Romans chapter 14, and in verse 17, Paul explained that the kingdom of God is not in meat. Praise God. It's not in drink. He said, the kingdom of God is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. In other words, the kingdom of God is not intense. We are going to see how Jesus preached the kingdom and the apostles as well. When Jesus began to proclaim the good news of the kingdom, he revealed to us or to men the intention of God, God's intention, God's plan. The king of this earth, Jesus explained, that how do they reign? They enforce their subjects to do their will. And most time, those will are selfish will. But Jesus said, he came to serve and not to be served. So he gave us a new picture of how the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is not a kingdom where the subjects are in captivity. It's a kingdom of liberty, a kingdom of freedom, a kingdom of love. A kingdom where anyone who is in that kingdom has a personal relationship with the king. And God ensures that everyone who is in the kingdom has his spirit to carry out God's intention on the earth. For those of you that did government when you were in school, you remember 1914, how amalgamation of Nigeria or other part of Africa. You also remember how the king representative will come to the soil of Africa and try to caution the people the way the king has given, like a script, making us to speak the language of that kingdom, to behave from that kingdom realm, to live the life of that kingdom, and it is by force. So all they do is to send somebody to a region and made him to enforce the rule and the culture of that foreign kingdom to the African soil. So the African people had no choice than, because the worst part even came during slavery. I was in Badagry, and I visited some places in Badagry when the slavery started. How Yoruba king and some kings in the land of Nigeria prefer to take umbrella for 40 men. 40 men will be sold for an umbrella, for a bottle of wine, for a plate to eat. This plate we are buying in the market now. Darkness is dangerous. A single room, very small room like this. 40 people will stay in that room, including pregnant women. In that single room. Because they have been sold. They are waiting for the captor to come and then take them to the land of no return. That was how Nigeria and part, a very large part of African nation were being taken captive to Sierra Leone. And you will see that in the Bible too. That the rain is by force. If you look at the time of Jeroboam in the Bible, then Rehoboam in the Bible, David was a man. You will see a picture of God's kingdom coming. Even to the time that David was living, I'm just trying to give you a background of where I'm going. He enthroned Solomon even before he died. I said he has a what? An idea, a picture of God's kingdom. He ensured Solomon to reign while he's still alive. A picture of God's kingdom. So when John was writing in Revelation, he said he had made us priests and king unto our God. That is why he is called the King of Kings. Are you following me this morning? And Bible said, and we shall reign. So in the kingdom of God, you reign. Just as God is reigning, God is not threatened by your reign. It is part of his desire. He had not come to make slavery of you and I. He had come to make sons. So when Paul was writing to the Colossians, he said he had translated us from the kingdom of darkness, from the power of darkness, to the kingdom of his dear son. And the kingdom of his dear son, liberty, freedom, expression, love, fulfillment. God's purpose is fulfilled in you. So we are glad that we are part of this kingdom. Are you following me this morning? The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. So we bring from the spirit realm to the earth realm. It's a kingdom of light. It's a kingdom of life. God's kingdom is expressed when Christ was physically here on earth. So what Christ came to do is to produce his kind. In James chapter 1, verse 17, James chapter 1, verse 17. Hallelujah. All right, let's be there quickly. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and come down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. Verse 18. Of his own will, as he begat us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of the first fruit of his creation. A kind. So Jesus came to produce his kind. So he said in a place, the Father himself loves you. My God. The Father himself loves you. So you are not brought in before a king that you cannot look up. Then you are bowed down and he's asking you a question. What are you? Who are you from? Well, no. You are brought before the king and your clothes is changed. So in the kingdom, he brought you and he says, sit down and let's reign together. Why is he God? Is he God? Is he take his place? But he said, let's reign together. So you don't have your head bowed down. You don't have your soul cast down. He said, it is joy in the Holy Ghost. Where his righteousness become yours righteousness. Where you have peace with God. That is God's kingdom. That's why you find out that the preaching of the apostles throughout the pages of the Acts of the Apostles, as we have them written down by Luke, teaching, preaching things concerning the kingdom of God. Let's give us a few examples this morning. Let's open our Bible to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. Verse 12. Acts chapter 8, verse 12. So Jesus had not come to give us another religion. Are we in Acts 8, 12? But when they believed Philip preaching things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Now, when is it? So, Philip the evangelist went to Samaria after the persecution. They were scattered about. Then he began to preach, to tell them there is another kingdom. So, it looked like a strange message. Are you saying that somebody else is coming to take over the throne here? He said, no, I'm not talking about the throne here. There is a throne here. I'm not talking about your physical throne. Because Jesus said the kingdom of God is here. So do you know that everywhere you are, the kingdom is there? See, everywhere I am, the kingdom is there. Why? Because you are there. Jesus said, nobody has ever seen God before. Nobody has ever been to that place before, except the Son of Man who is in heaven. And he was standing beside him. And he said, he's in heaven. That means there's an access here, sir, that I can access God here. I can access the throne here. Because the throne is a spiritual throne that we don't need to carry from one place to another. Everywhere you are, the kingdom is here. Are you following me this morning? So you see that when they preach the kingdom, they preach Christ. Let's see another example. I've seen Acts chapter 8, verse 12. Go with me to Acts 28, verse 23. Acts 28, verse 23. You see, Paul the Apostle. Acts 28, verse 23. Can we read together, everyone? When they had appointed him, there came many to him into the lodging, to whom he expanded and testified the kingdom of God. What is he doing? Persuading them concerning Jesus. Wow. From morning to evening, they were having believer congress. Morning to evening. Fortunately, the people that Paul was preaching to morning to evening here were not yet believers. Now, if they were believers, they were enjoying God. They were enjoying the teachings. So even then, there was a teaching from morning to evening. Wow. And that's not where I'm going this morning. Pay attention. Persuading them. That persuasion is concerning Christ, because Christ is the kingdom. I say you can't talk about the kingdom without what? Without the king. So when you talk about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, you are talking about Christ and his reign, Christ and his intention, Christ and his subject, Christ and his plan, Christ and his vision, Christ and his mission. The kingdom of God is not in things. It's not about building empire. No. It's not a physical empire that Jesus came to build. He came to build men. Because the kingdom of God is in men, not in things. The kingdom of God is in you. You are the one he has come to build. You are the one he is building. When we have physical structures, physical building is to serve us so that we can build the kingdom. Don't forget, the kingdom building is in building men. The kingdom building is in building men. I'm very important this morning because I'm speaking this morning on the kingdom expansion. But I have to lay that background. The kingdom is in building men, and the kingdom is extended by men. It is not extended by colonization. It is extended by influence. And I'm going to look at a few things this morning, and I tag this section, what happens when the kingdom expands. Permit me this morning to look at something very briefly on the word expansion. I take a passage from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1 to 3. Isaiah 54. Verse 1 to 3. Praise God. Are we in Isaiah 54? Verse 1 to 3. Let's read together. Single barren that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that did not travail with child, For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stake. For thou shalt breathe forth on the right hand, and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentile, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. The New King James, you have the New King James, verse 3 especially. For you will expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make desolate cities inhabited. You will expand. Let me to talk to somebody beside you. You will expand. You will expand to the left and to the right. Don't forget I said that the kingdom of God, the expansion of God's kingdom, has no limitation. Why do we have, I know I'm talking to Nigerians or some other persons who might be listening and watching from outside the country. We have places in this country where, because of land problem, blood has been shed. Because this man says, this is my boundary. This one says, this is my boundary. And in an attempt to break into this boundary, this one come with a spear or with a rod. He come with cutlass. He come with a battle mindset. I said, you cannot cross this boundary. Blood has been shed all over the nations because of the fight for space. How many of you know preaching of the gospel is a battle? But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Don't forget we are looking at kingdom expansion. And the prophecy is, you will expand to the right and to the left, and your descendant will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. This is our vision. This is God's vision. This is how far God wants to go when it comes to his kingdom. God, I'm going to touch some things this morning. So right where you are, change your mindset. Don't leave God's kingdom in your mind. God wants all men in his kingdom. The kingdom is so large that it can contain all. So don't pity the kingdom. Yeah, how is it going to be? Is it going to be possible? Don't just worry. When the kingdom expands, you are talking about the men in the kingdom increase. Are you following me this morning? The word expand, as we find in this text of the scripture, is porat in Hebrew. I want to explain that. P-A-R-A-K. But that A, it could be written P-A-W-R-A-K. P-A-W-R-A-K is porat. It means to break forth. It means to increase. It means to press. It means to grow. We find few examples in Exodus chapter 1 verse 12. Exodus chapter 1 verse 12. Hallelujah. Let's read together. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. Read verse 7 with me also. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and was exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. The land. Somebody say the land. That was Israel in Egypt. And this is physical people growing by birth. Hello? You were growing by what? By birth. I'm going somewhere. I want you to follow gradually. The way God's kingdom expands by fruitfulness, by reproduction. But this reproduction is not only biological. In fact, it is not biological. Let's see John chapter 3. Verse 3. John chapter 3, verse 3. A man came to Jesus by night, named Nicodemus. Are we following here? All right, let's read. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Next verse. Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Let's see the reply Jesus gave. Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Born, verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So to come into God's kingdom is to be born by the Spirit. Because God's kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. Now, the children of Israel grew, they multiply by reproduction. By giving birth, they were 75 or so when they came to Egypt. But in a matter of time and years, they became so mighty that the Egyptians were afraid of them. Now, in God's kingdom, the kingdom does not grow just because we are giving birth to children. Because if a man in the kingdom gives birth a child, that child will also need to be born of the Spirit to be part of that kingdom. Are you following me this morning? So it is to be born by the Spirit. And this was what the apostles were preaching, explaining and persuading people that being born by the Spirit or being born again is to accept the gospel of Christ. We're growing gradually this morning. Let's see another example. Kingdom expansion. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 14, expand. Genesis 28, verse 14. Praise God. And thy seed shall be at the doors of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. Don't forget, I said something earlier, that the kingdom of God is not limited by space. You can't tell the king of this land, and your reign shall reach UK. The reign does not even reach Erinle. But there is a prophecy here about Christ and his kingdom, that all nations of the earth will be blessed. East, west, north, south, everywhere, the kingdom of God will have influence on the nations of the earth. That's the kingdom expansion. The kingdom began with a man that came. Then all of a sudden, it spread across the whole world. And up to now, the kingdom is still expanding. Glory to Jesus. Are you following me? All right. Let's see Genesis chapter 30, verse 30. Genesis 30, verse 30. For it was little which thou hast before I came. It is now increased unto a multitude, and the Lord has blessed thee. This was Jacob. And he's saying something here. It was little, but it has now grown. It has now increased. It has now expanded. That is the principle of the kingdom expansion. It's like a mustard seed. Jesus said, it is planted, but it grows and becomes a mighty tree. And Jesus said something. He said, except a corn of wheat fall down to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But when it dies, it grew. I mean, it sprang up again. Then become a mighty. Now many, you bring many sons to glory. So Jesus was the kingdom that came, but reproducing himself in the life of men. Let's move further. When the kingdom expand, what do we experience? What are the indices? What do we notice? How do we see the kingdom expanding? What are the things we look out for as the kingdom expands? Number one is that there is more proclamation. More. If you are the only one speaking about that kingdom, then the kingdom has not expanded. Yes, Jesus came preaching the kingdom, but it never ended with him. In a matter of time, he sent forth 70 people to go and proclaim the kingdom. At the time, he sent for 120 to go and proclaim the kingdom. It grew. And today, it has come to you and I. In Kwara State, in Nigeria, in Africa and all over the world, it grows when we see more proclamation. Hallelujah. What do we notice when the kingdom expands? More men are saved. And I'm going to take some time to explain some things here. More men are saved. Acts chapter 5 verse 14. Acts 5 verse 14. Follow me gradually this morning. And believers were the more added to the Lord. Multitude. Somebody say multitude. I can't even hear you very well. Multitude both of men and women. Now this was not part of the 3,000 that God saved in Acts chapter 2. And the 5,000 that God saved in Acts chapter 4. Chapter 2, then chapter 4. In chapter 3, chapter 3 and chapter 4, they are the same. Because the man at the beautiful gate, when Peter prayed for him and raised that man and began to walk, that led to conversion of 5,000. In Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, 3,000. Now, aside those 8,000, in Acts chapter 5, the Bible says multitude. In the kingdom, your gender is not a barrier. Both male and female. We don't have a gender barrier in the kingdom. You will see Jesus talking to women when he was doing his earthly ministry, as against the mindset of the Jew, of the Pharisees. They downcasted those who are abandoned. Jesus went after them. Because in the kingdom, we transform. In the kingdom, we make a new creation. In the kingdom, you turn people's life around. So he said, those who are even old, they don't need a physician. It is those who are sick. I come to seek those who are lost. Are you following me this morning? So the kingdom is when you see people being added to the Lord. Expansion is when you see people coming to know the Lord. Let's see further. The kingdom expansion. John chapter 4 verse 41. John chapter 4 verse 41. And I have about 1, 2, 3, 4 category of expansion under this one. John chapter 4 verse 41. And more, many more believe because of his word. I'm going to say many more. I can't hear you very well. Many more. And I say I have 4 categories of expansion under this number 2. The first one is same people in the same location. The same people in the same location. Acts chapter 18, verse 28. The same people in the same location. Everybody, can we read? And he mightily convinced the Jew and dared publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Who was convincing? This was Paul. Who was Paul convincing here? What did you see there? Somebody say Jews. Say Jews. There are times that The kingdom expansion was limited to the same people. The same people in the same location. The other people were not being rich here. I'm going to show you. Same people, same location. Let's see. Same people, different location. Same people, different locations. Acts chapter 11, verse 19. The same people. The kingdom was expanding to the same people, but different locations. Everybody, let's read. Now, they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word of God to none but unto the Jews only. The same people, but different locations. It's just like I'm preaching to the student alone. I reach student in Offa. Then I go to Osun student. I go to Oyo State, student. I go to Lagos State, student. The same people, but different locations. Are you following me this morning? All right. Let's see. Different people, but in same location. Different people, but in the same location. Acts 19, verse 10. In Acts 18, 28, Paul was convincing the Jews alone. In Acts 19, verse 10, let's read everybody. And these continue by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwell in Asia hear the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews. Somebody say all. Now, before in Acts 18, I made a reference. Paul was convincing the Jews alone. The kingdom was expanding in a particular direction to certain people. But that is not the end of the kingdom expansion. God's intention is that the kingdom will be expanded to all men and all race. So, the land of Offa is yet to be rich in all. The kingdom is not extended to those who are born in the church alone. Both Jews and Greek. Let's go to different people in different locations. This day was different people, but in the same location. Let's see different people in different locations. And that's the word you see in Acts chapter 10. The story of Peter and Cornelius. You remember that in Acts chapter 10, Peter was in a fast and he was in prayer. And the Bible says he was hungry. And while the food was being prepared, he was having a vision. And in that vision, the angel told him, Peter, kill and eat. And Peter said, no, Lord, because my mouth has not touched unclean things. And the Bible said the vision came twice or three times. And because Peter was not responding, the vision was taken away. And while he was thinking about the vision, the Holy Ghost spoke to him. Three men are waiting for you. Don't ask questions. Follow them. That time, Peter's ministry was limited to the Jews alone. The God going on in the mind of people here this morning. And that expansion must start in your mind. Forget it. If it doesn't start in your mind, you can't see it. The kingdom, the vision for kingdom expansion does not have barrier. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I say it again, there is a working of God's Spirit going on in the mind right now. Walls have been broken down this morning. Walls of limitation. In the mind, those walls have been erected in your mind. Those walls of limitation that you can't reach other people. Look, I'm sent to my friend. You are sent to your friend. You are sent to people beyond your friend. Oh, I'm sent to females. Yes, you are sent to females. You are sent to male as well. Oh, somebody say, I'm sent to the market people. You are sent to the market people. You are sent to men beyond the market people. If it doesn't happen in your mind, it can happen in your eyes. The limitation that the apostle placed, the limitation was there for a long time until the Holy Ghost broke it. Every limitation in our mind this morning is broken down. It's broken down. Hallelujah. Are you following me? When the kingdom expands, more disciples. I'm in number three now. More disciples. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. When the kingdom expands, more disciples. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. More disciples. Acts 6, verse 7. And the word of God increased. And the number of disciples multiply in Jerusalem greatly. The number of disciples multiplied. This is kingdom expansion. Greatly in Jerusalem, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Look at the mathematics. The word of God increased. This was there with last year. Those of you were here last year. Okay. The word of God increased and the number of the disciples multiply. This is the kingdom expansion. The word of God increased, disciples multiply, and what you see is more people coming to the kingdom. Obedience to the faith. When the kingdom expands, we see more men given to the work of ministry. That's number four. More men are given to ministries. More ministries. More ministers. When the kingdom expands, more ministry. Number five, more churches. I intentionally did not put this one first. There will be more churches. Acts chapter 16, verse 5. More churches in different locations. Because more men are coming to the kingdom. Then there is a need for them to be cared for. There's a need for them to be discipled. There's a need for them to grow. Acts chapter 16, verse 5. And so were the churches. Somebody says churches. I can't hear you. When they started, how many church? Just one. The churches established in the faith. and increase. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna look up everybody, but look up. Look up here. Look up here. Tap your neighbor. Say, my neighbor, look up. No, I didn't say you just tap him or her. Can we read this place very well? And so when the church is establishing the faith and increase in number. How many days in a month? How many days in a year? Glory. Not once in a year. So as I will be coming to a prayer meeting on Tuesday, I take somebody along. As we meet on Thursday, I take somebody along and say, okay, it's choir practice on Saturday. I still bring somebody. So when we meet on Sunday, they were growing daily because of something. We're going to see. How? What was their magic, if there's anything like that? What was their ritual, if there's anything like that? How? You know, when we ask the right question, we will get the right answer. We see what it means for the kingdom to be expanded. These things are obvious. You will see more souls saved. More men coming to the knowledge of the truth. More disciples. You're going to see more churches established. Because the kingdom is expanding. More men are coming to the under the influence of that kingdom. More men are embracing the teaching of that kingdom. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. When he asked you to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe, to pay attention, to be doer, those things I have taught you. You are still an offer man. You will still be an equity man. You will still be an Edo man or whatever region you come from. But your life, your lifestyle, your culture is being governed by the attitude of the heavenly kingdom. If you're an engineer, you will be doing your engineering work. Or you are a pilot, you will still be there. Or you are a fisherman, you will still be there, a teacher, a lecturer, whatever career you are. But your life is governed by that kingdom. And I saw something in Acts chapter 4. The Bible says they pay attention to Peter and observe that they have been with Jesus Christ. Let's see something. Ow. Somebody say ow. Please write this down. Go, just take them and go. We see prayers. Number one. Number two, we see preaching and teaching of God's word. Number three, we see demonstrations of God's power. You can also see the demonstration of the kingdom's power. Number four, we see the kingdom lifestyle. Number one, we see prayers. Number two, we see the preaching and teaching of God's word. Number three, we see the demonstration of God's power. Number four, we see the kingdom lifestyle. I put something down here. The problem comes when we want to expand the kingdom outwardly without inner transformation. That is the problem. We want to expand the kingdom, but we want to use human mechanism. We want to use our ideology to expand the kingdom. That's where the problem always breaks out from. Even religions wise, we have taught people how to serve the God they did not know. The God they have not experienced. Christianity, which is God's kingdom on earth, I put down here, is a relationship. And when people come to that kingdom, they come via the principle of preaching God's word. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 1, verse 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. Are we there? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the word by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them. I believe. By what? The foolishness of preaching. So let's see a sample in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. The method Jesus employed. Everybody read. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue. And preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And healing all manner of sickness. And all manner of disease among the people. Now pay attention to what I said. Was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The word gospel there is good news. The good news of the kingdom. There will be forgiveness of sins without anima. They say, who is this? See, the preaching of the cross always creates reactions. Anytime you go to proclaim the kingdom, there will be reaction, both in the realm of the spirit and in the physical. Those reactions sometimes might not be palatable. That's why some of us will go out for evangelism, we don't want to go again because people did not listen to us. No, we keep preaching it. For faith comes by hearing. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. And hearing by the word of God. That is what they must hear. To come to the kingdom. Praise God. Jesus going about. Matthew chapter 9 verse 35. Matthew chapter 9 verse 35. How is the kingdom expanded during Christ? Jesus went about all cities. I want to say all cities. And where? Villages. Teaching in their synagogue. And preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And healing every sickness. And every disease among the people. Don't forget preaching, teaching, demonstrations of God's power. We want to see the kingdom expand. I'm going to maximize this instrument. The instrument of preaching. The instrument of teaching. The instrument of demonstrating God's power. Read on, verse 36. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Verse 37. Then said he unto his disciple, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the harvest
the laborers are few. The next verse. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now, kingdom expansion is called harvest. To see more people coming to the kingdom, it is called harvest. So we are in the harvest time, and laborers are needed. We need kingdom expand agents. Men who will not keep quiet. I have been brought into the kingdom. I'm going to tell somebody about the kingdom. No, Jesus is not asking us to do a task that is beyond our power. Just tell somebody else about the kingdom. Some of us are so good in marketing. Last week, is it last week or this week? A fellow minister saw me and said, come, there's something. And he brought me to a primary school, not in a vision physically. And then we met some guys there. They sat down and they were introducing to me about the particular project. You need to do this, you do this, you bring somebody, you do. I'm not against that. Just pay attention to what I'm saying. Do you know that sometimes people who do such things, when it comes to the preaching of the kingdom, they will say they are not a talking type. I can market my goods, then I should be able to market the gospel. You can convince somebody about the products you are selling, the services you are giving out, then you should be able to convince somebody about this kingdom. The kingdom expansion. We are still looking at how Jesus did it. In Mark chapter 1 verse 14. Mark chapter 1 verse 14. Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. He came. We have to go. Jesus did not only come from heaven and then go to the earth and folded his hand. He went to villages. He went to cities. He went everywhere. He preached to both male and female, both young and old, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Let's see further. Luke chapter 4 verse 15. Luke chapter 4 verse 15. Thank you, Lord. Luke chapter 4 verse 15. And he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. He taught there. Verse 44. Verse 44. And he preached in the synagogue of Galilee. He preached there. John chapter 6 verse 59. John 6, 59. This thing said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. We have seen Galilee, right? We have seen Capernaum here. We have seen cities. We have seen villages where Jesus taught. After I leave church, or after I finish from school, I finish from service year, or after I've gotten a job, after I've traveled out, everywhere you are, the preaching of this kingdom is needed right there. It's near right there. Capernaum, in Galilee, cities and villages. Hallelujah. There's something I need to put quickly here. I mentioned prayer the other time, if you are following me very well. Prayer. Then we mention what? Preaching and teaching. We mention demonstrating a gospel. We also mention the kingdom lifestyle. Please put this. If you have a place, a space there, or you are the owner of your notes, you can know how to carve it. Recruiting more men to do the same. Please put it. The principle, the pattern of the apostles, the pattern of the early church, how they expanded the kingdom. They expanded that kingdom that even the Roman Empire was threatened by their movement. Somebody following me this morning? The Roman Empire was threatened by their movement. That was the reason they were persecuted. They were not persecuted because they wear new clothes. They were not persecuted because they rode new cars. They were persecuted because they were preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And we're showing you this morning how that came. Have you written that? Let's see that in Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Read on. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. The end result of our discipleship class, the end result of discipling people is to make them to do what you have done to them. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, let's see something very quickly. Thank you, Lord. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach other also. Tell your neighbor, teach other also. I can hear you. Say it louder. Okay, touch your neighbor and say, teach other also. In other words, don't allow the good news of the kingdom to end with you. Glory be to God. Let me tell you a very quick something. If you want something to end, everybody look at me. If you want something to end, stop talking about it. Hello? What did I say? Hey, everybody, if you want something to end, stop talking about it. I can hear you very well. How many of you want the kingdom of God to end? So what do we do? Say, we keep talking about thee. Very simple principle. You want quarrel to end? Stop talking about it. You want crisis to end? Stop talking about it. Because the power of life and death is in the tongue. So if you want the gospel of the kingdom to continue, if you want the expansion of the kingdom to continue, we keep talking about it. So it doesn't matter if I come to Minister Esiba and I talk to her about it, and she says she doesn't have time now, I'm going to go to another minister. Are you following me? Please sit down, man. So I won't say because I've been to Pastor Vito and I try to convince her about the kingdom, it's not listening to me, then I go back to my house. No! I keep talking about it. I'm going to use every medium I have to ensure that the kingdom is expanded. It's going to be reflected in my prayer. It's going to be reflected in my attitude. It's going to be reflected in my giving. It's going to be reflected in my lifestyle. I'm going to be nicknamed the kingdom. You can't just keep quiet. Stop talking about this kingdom. Peter said, judge you by yourself. Is it to obey God? Amen. Even when they were persecuted, they were put in prison for preaching the kingdom. But they can't keep quiet. It's like a fire in their bones. We keep talking about it. Let's see some example from the apostles here. Acts chapter 3 verse 12. Acts chapter 3 verse 12. And when Peter saw it, answer unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us? As though by our own power, holiness, we had made this man to walk. Read the next verse. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our father, has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. The next verse. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desire a murderer to be granted unto you. The next verse. And kill the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead. Wherefore we are what? Witnesses. Read on. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Go ahead. And now, brethren, I would that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. Go ahead. But those things which God before has shewed by the mouth of his prophet, that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Read on. Repent ye therefore, and be converted. Your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Go ahead. And you shall, send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, only ever must receive unto the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his prophets, holy prophets, since the world began. Go ahead. For Moses really said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God rise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever you shall say unto you. Read, and it shall come to pass that every soul which we not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Go ahead. Yea, all the prophet from Samuel and those that follow after, as many have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Read on. Ye are the children of the prophet and of the covenant which God made with our father, saying unto Abraham, in thy seed shall all the kingdom of the earth be blessed. Go ahead. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus Christ, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from iniquity. Go ahead. And as they speak unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. Go ahead. And being grieved, they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. See how Peter took that message. from the known to the unknown. You are going to come to people that are washing clothes, and from there you are going to introduce Jesus to them. Somebody who's bobbing here, you're going to introduce Jesus right there. You're going to use what people are doing, where people are, who people are. Who people are. Paul got to Athens in Acts 17. He saw all of them. There was an inscription written boldly to the unknown God. Paul began from that place. He preached the kingdom. Philip went to, he was on his way, and he saw a man who was coming from from Jerusalem, the Ethiopia, you know, he was going back to Ethiopia. And the Spirit said, join this chariot. And Philip met him reading the Bible. And Philip asked him a question. Do you understand what you are reading? See how he came in. He didn't say, well, my name is pastor, or my name is prophet. I didn't put apostle. My name is apostle. Oh, sorry, I didn't put doctor, apostle, doctor. No, he didn't go by that. When we come to church, we'll be doing that. But when you go to the street to preach the gospel, we don't need that. Start from where people are, whom people are, what they are doing. Bring Christ to them. Instead of joining us, you are in a vehicle and they are talking about the politics in Nigeria, talking about how things are going down. But no. You're not going to join them to talk about that. And you from there tell them there is hope. And then they say, is the hope APC or the hope PDP? No, there is hope. Christ, the hope. You're going to meet people cast down. You're going to meet people that are in abject poverty. You're going to meet people that are in sickness. And from there, you're going to bring Christ to them. You are going to demonstrate power. And from that point, you're going to bring Jesus to them. We're running up this morning. That's how the apostle did it. Acts chapter 8, verse 5. Acts chapter 8, verse 5. And then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Verse 12. And people with one accord. No, verse 12. We're going to come to verse 6 later. When they believed Philip preaching what? The things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. How? Why? Look at verse 6. That's also we'll come back. Look at verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip, which now you are a student of the Bible. Those things which Philip preached. What did he preach? Verse 12. What was he preaching? Media, are you there? What was he preaching? And what? You can only say that is the name of Jesus Christ. So let's go back to verse 6 now. And people that God gave it to those things which he preached. Now, hold on. Replace those things which he preached with what we read in verse 12. So, the people with one accord gave it unto the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus, which Philip spake. What I hearing and see the miracles which he did. The kingdom of God is empowered. The kingdom of God is not void of power. The kingdom of God is not powerless. The power of the kingdom heals. The power of the kingdom delivers. The power of the kingdom transform. The Lord is going to bear witness to your preaching and your teaching. The Lord is going to confirm your word. His word in your mouth. For what?
For the expansion of the kingdom.
You're going to tell men that God is good. You are going to demonstrate it. That God does not condemn you. That God can heal you. That God saves. That God delivers.
And you're going to practice it. Somebody. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 11 verse 19. Acts chapter 11 verse 19. Preaching, teaching, demonstration. Now, they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and then Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word. No, we have dealt with people that they preached to the other time. Well, what did they preach?
The word. Now, they were scattered because of persecution. I think they should go to their house and go and sleep. No, they should take a leave, a recess. And say, no, we face enough. No, we've been persecuted enough. But what did they do? Even when they scatter abroad.
Admission brought me here.
Right there.
I come here to serve.
Right there.
Job brought me here.
Right there.
Marriage brought me here.
Right there.
Everywhere, they were taking advantage of where they are.
See, I will take advantage of where I am to expand the kingdom. I can hear you very well.
To expand the kingdom. To expand the kingdom.
To expand the kingdom. Acts chapter 14, verse 24. Preaching the kingdom. They went everywhere preaching the kingdom. And after they had passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. Go ahead, sir. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to where? Somebody say everywhere.
Everywhere. They were driven by this vision.
Go ahead. They come to Attalia and then say to what?
To Antioch.
From when they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfill. They went everywhere. They went everywhere. They went everywhere. Acts chapter 5 verse 15. Acts chapter 5 verse 15. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the street and laid them on bed and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Can you see? Demonstrating God's power. If you read the next verse, there came also a multitude out of the city, round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and then which were blessed with unclean spirit, and they were healed.
Everyone! This is the influence of the kingdom. The kingdom cannot leave you the way it meets you. Changing life. Changing life. Bringing light to those who are sitting in darkness. That's how to expand the kingdom. I also mentioned discipleship. Let's look at one or two scriptures about that, then we move on. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Disciple, the kingdom, expand by discipleship, and they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayer. Read on, sir. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders were done by the apostles. Next verse. And all that believed were together and had all things common. Next verse. Sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. Next verse. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with sins, with gladness and singleness of heart. I put something down here. They were concerned about the need of one another. Now please look up everywhere, because when I was preparing this, a thought ran to my mind about the mindset of some people. The church is not a place where we practice politics. Your pastor is not a politician. Church supposed to be sharing food this time. Church supposed to be sharing palliative this time. Is that not what they did in Acts of the Apostles? Read your Bible. They sold, they, the member, sold their properties. They sold their land. They were the one that sold. It wasn't pastor that manufactured it. People brought it. Then we share it. So we can be concerned for one another. You can have something I don't need and I don't have, and then you are able to share from what you have with me. And what I have that you don't have, I'm able to share with you. And we can also bring everything together under welfare. Then the welfare committee know how to distribute it. Whichever way. But don't forget, we are the one that is concerned for one another. It wasn't the apostles that carried food on the street. Fuel scarcity. KDC is sharing fuel. That is not how to expand the kingdom. We are concerned for the welfare of the house. Then we are able, we become strong, because nobody is weak among us. Nobody is weary among us. Because you may need food, I may not need food. You may need clothes, I may not need clothes. I may need clothes, you may not need clothes. What I need may be an encouragement. Sometimes what I need may be prayers. We are able to be there for one another. If you are following me, say, I'm following you. Don't worry. A few minutes time, I will be out from here. Discipleship. So what they were doing in Acts chapter 2, I just brought that phrase, was that they were coming together to learn God's word. Apostles' doctrine. They were praying prayers. You should not be in a church where you don't attend the prayer meeting of that church. A true member or true membership is demonstrated in the weekly programs. Anybody can wake up on Sunday and put on clothes and come to church. Especially when it's boring. But your commitment is going to be demonstrated in the weekly program of your local church.
Sometimes when people claim they don't have time to attend program in the weekly, the weekly program of their church, go and check what they are doing during that prayer time. Sometimes what you find people doing is on their phone. Sometimes what you find people doing is them watching footballs. And those things are good. You can go for recreation. You can have time for your leisure. But not at the expense of your spiritual growth. Because what you don't have, you can't give it. Why are we having camp meeting? That we can have more time to hear God's word. It's not that pastor does not have things to do. Or if you guys don't have things to do. No. Let's come around God's word. Let's be built. Are you following me? When we come and we are discipled, we are being taught, we are being pruned. Acts chapter 19, verse 9. Acts 19, verse 9. Everybody, let's read. When divers were hardened and believed not, among the people they were preaching to, some people did not believe. So let's listen to what they did. But spake evil of that way of the kingdom, before the multitude. He departed from them. He separated those who have heard, those who have believed. What was he doing with them? Disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. The next verse. And these continue by the space of 2 years, so that all they which were dwelling in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Please pay attention to something here. How long was he doing it? Space of 2 years. Go to the last verse 9. Go back to verse 9. In those 2 years, how many times in the year? Come here. Huh? How many of you see daily there? Some people are not raising up their hand. If you don't see it, let's read it again, everybody. Make sure you are reading. Don't just look in. Make sure you are reading. I'm watching your mouth. Bro, you are not talking. I'm watching your mouth. Somebody say daily. Say 2 years. Shanua, have mercy on us. Daily, 2 years. Imagine you are here. God's word is potent. Everybody just look up. I know this is not easy, right? Imagine we are having this program. We are coming here every day for 2 years. You shake your head. Now, don't look at the stress first. Imagine how your life and my life is going to become. Imagine some light and revelation I'm going to receive. You are going to receive for the space of 2 years. God's word every day. God's word every day. And that is not impossible. I know what this local church does. We are put in group under a discipler, or we call them HOD. Head of ministry, right? All right. Do they think you are there for fun? This is what they want to do. Since we cannot be coming every day, the head of ministry has some instructions and some life to be transferred to you. And if I'm available for 2 years, my life will never remain the same. If I'm available for 2 years doing this, I'm going to go out there to expand the kingdom. If you are still following me, say, I'm following you. Discipleship. Very close to discipleship, I mentioned something last year time before I round up, is recruitment. Don't forget, I said the end of discipleship is that you can do the same. Is that you can do the same? Is that more ministries and more ministers are produced? Is that you can expand the kingdom because you now understand the tenets of the kingdom. You understand the vision, the mission, the drive of the kingdom. Then you are able to reproduce. Don't forget, I said it here earlier, multiplication by reproduction. The children of Israel grew. They multiplied greatly in Egypt. They were giving birth biologically. But here in the kingdom, by the word of God, by the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God dwelling in man, that is how it grows. How it grows. Jesus asked you to go and recruit people, recruit laborers. We see that in Acts chapter 6. In verse 1, Bible says, when the numbers of disciples multiplied, in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, then there was a need for more men. And more men were raised to do that work. Acts chapter 14, verse 23. Acts 14, 23. Everybody, let's read. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. What did they do here? They ordained elders. The word elders here is mean pastors. Head of ministries. People that have been discipled are now made head of ministries, pastors, so that they can reproduce others. And by that reproduction, there is multiplication. Kingdom is expanding. So it won't matter where I go after I've left this place. I go for service here, I go for job, I go on promotion or by transfer to anywhere in the world. Immediately I land there, the kingdom has come. And it won't matter if I'm the only Christian in that land. I'm going to make Christian of the land. I'm going to reproduce more men in the land. It may take time, my brothers. It may take time, my sister. But the more we preach the word, the more we proclaim the kingdom, the more the kingdom is expanded. If you forget anything, don't forget. Anything you want to stop, anything you want to end, stop talking about that thing. Anything you want to continue, keep talking about it. Help me preach to your neighbor. Keep talking about it. Keep talking about it. And you know what, sir? I mentioned prayer the other time, and I decided not to talk about it since. Why prayer? How did prayer now come in? Since I come to Pastor Victor and he's not listening to me, I go back to God in prayer. And my prayer is not, he must fall down and die. Since you are not listening to me, he must fall down and die. No. My prayer is, Lord, the heart of Pastor Victor belong to God. Limp hanged do si fregenia. Ropopopo ripe peperenia tosia agula teya rebaba. I'm worth listening to. They will hear me. Tomorrow I take my Bible again. I go. I learned of a missionary who was in a place. He was preaching to nobody. At a time, he was not preaching. He was praying. Do you know what God did? Everybody in that town had a dream that that man preached to them. So, he said, I used to see this man in my dream. You used to see him. Me too, I see him. They now gathered together and went to him and said, what do you bring? He now, that was preached to them in the dream. He now preaches to them now. Do you know how many persons have been seeing you preaching to them? That word just came to me now. That he has not come to tell you, does not mean he has not seen you in his dream preaching to them. I'm telling you this morning. There are people around you that have been seeing you talking to them. People had come to me before. Say, I saw you praying for me. A woman said he was about to be delivered. He said, I was the one he saw in her dream. And told her that she would deliver. Now, if God does that for miracles and another thing, how much more about the preaching of the gospel? People are waiting for you. A man from Macedonia said to Paul in a dream, come to Macedonia and help us. People are crying. Nations are waiting for you. The kingdom will be expanded by our preaching. Let's stand up this morning as we pray. We keep talking about it. We keep preaching it. We keep raising men. We keep raising men. We keep raising disciples. Lift up your two hands to God. Lord, expand it through me. I'm available, Lord. Let your kingdom be expanded through me. He said, pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he will send laborers to the field. The harvest is ripe. The harvest is plenteous. The harvest is great. I'm not going to be distracted. I'm going to remain focused on the vision of the kingdom. I'm going to talk to somebody about my king. I'm going to tell the world about my king. And his reign. His love, his passion, his power. I'm going to talk to somebody about the kingdom of his love, the kingdom of liberty, the kingdom of righteousness, the kingdom of joy, the kingdom of the Holy Ghost. Preaching. We keep talking about the kingdom. We have judged it right that it is better to obey God than to obey man. God is depending on you, brothers and sisters, to expand the kingdom. For I said, a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. I bring men to this kingdom. I am available. I am ready. I am not distracted. I'm not carried away by what is happening around me. The fire of the kingdom is burning in my bone. Oh God. I have a desire. My desire is to do the will of him that sent me and to fulfill his cause. I am not a disappointment to this kingdom. Ayabalabakuri masombra henosta. Limbra babarada bake sumbrenete. Jabalabadea. Roboborodoboko sumbrenia. Amen. Please permit me, Pastor Sir, to just take this song. And the choir, come on, help me. Oh Lord, set my life on fire for you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. I'm going to leave you with this statement. On Tisa, we come to that place where we know the essence of my existence is for this kingdom.
Yes.
So, okay. So I'm going to live my life for this kingdom.
Yes, sir.
You talking about physical blessing? When God blesses me, it is going to be for this kingdom. I'm going to spend and be spent to ensure that this kingdom expanded. It reaches to the east. It reaches to the north. It reaches everywhere. Everywhere man is. You know what? Some of us, we have a belief system that some people there are doing it. When you know that God is depending on you to ensure this work is done, you won't look at what it will cost. You're going to give it all that it takes. God bless you.
Yeah. I want to know your way. Yeah. I want to know your
way. Can we pray in the Holy Ghost? I perceive we should just pray some more.